Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 12, we were taught that God always chastens Christians in love, but He will also make the pain of the punishment worse than the pleasure of the sin. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I remember years ago hearing Vance Havner preach, and Brother Havner gave this story. He said, you know, I used to, as a little boy at the farm, get all my chores done and ask my daddy if I could go play at my friend's house that were at the neighboring farm. And of course, daddy would ask if I had all my chores done. I'd say yes, and then he'd say, okay, son, go ahead. But you better be home before dark. Be home before dark. Now, Dr. Havner said, yeah, I knew that I could go over there, play, have a great time. But as I saw that it was starting to get near the end of the day, I headed home. Because I knew the troubles. I knew the trials. I knew so many things that could happen and bad things that if I didn't get home like my father had told me to do. And so I would make sure that I would get home. Then Dr. Havner added this. He says, I've watched some men of God that were dear men of God that preached the word, were true to the word. They got in their later years and they got caught up in some kind of a heresy. They let go of their holiness. They let go of the standards. They let go of things and they began to compromise. He says, my prayer is that God would take me home before dark. Well, my friend, I think that's a good prayer for all of us, huh? Before we'd slide any further away, we should pray, God, take me home before dark. I don't want to interfere and make a mess of the work of God. Now, have you ever noticed that if you spanked your children as you should, according to the Bible, you say, how was that? That is making the pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. Then you notice that afterwards, after you do that, it seems to be a place of peace and restoration. You may be caught up now with that, the pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. Say, Pastor, what do you mean by that? Well, let's take a little child. A little child's told not to get a cookie or not to get a piece of candy and before supper. He goes in there and he does it. You might slap his hand or make him stand in the corner. And he begins to think, it was worth it. Man, a little slap on the hand, boy, candy is great. That cookie, man, that was out of this world. And so he weighs that. Oh, man, all I'm going to get is a slap on the hand. Maybe sent to my room, maybe stand in a corner. It's worth it. And then if I don't get caught, it's doubly worth it. But if he knows there's a spanking, and he knows the pain of the punishment is greater than the pleasure of the wrong, then my friend, it just might be that that will keep him from doing that thing again. And I've noticed that when my children were growing up, that when they were at that point of they had an attitude, spanking somehow cleared that attitude up. And there was a loving restoration and a peace that might have not been totally there before the chastening. You see, God's corrective chastening and scourging is always in abundant love. If you're not right with God and He's not chastening, then my friend, you better examine yourself. And 2 Corinthians 13:5 is very clear. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate? Now, self-examination, as we examine ourselves, that's a personal responsibility to look inward. But we must look inward by the light of the Word of God, the Scriptures, not by our idea of what ought to be, not by somebody's philosophy, but by the Word of God. Again, we don't spank the neighbor's children. We only spank our own. And sometimes you wonder, well, how do some people get away with things that I just can't seem to get away with? Well, just like the neighbor's children are over at your house, they may be in your church, but they may not really be God's children. They may not really be saved. And so God's not chastening them, because their day is coming. Chastening may start with the verbal correction of conviction in our heart. When we refuse to listen to Him, He steps it up. And that takes us to verse 8. And I tell you what, this is one of those verses that's just very hard, but I want to deal with it now, because it is in the Bible, and it is something that God has dealt with here. He says, but if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Now, bastard is an ugly word. We sometimes blush when it's used, and we should blush when it's used by people using it in either anger or levity. However, we should not in any way change the word or soften it or sugarcoat it, as it appears here in Hebrews 12:8. You see, my friend, anyone who can practice sin, enjoy sin, prosper in it, has never been born of the Spirit and washed in the blood. He is spiritually illegitimate, because all blood-born children, those born of the blood of Jesus Christ, are chastened. So this person needs to know exactly what God considers him or her to be. And if he's without chastening, he's an illegitimate child of God. Now, it's a serious matter to think you're saved because someone had you say a prayer with no idea of actually turning to Christ for the cleansing from sin. That it was almost like saying a secret word. Say this prayer and you're saved and you're all right and you can live like you want to. Now, they don't say this prayer and you'll be all right and you can live like you want to. That's not normally what they say. But it's the way they present it. As a matter of fact, they try to discourage the idea of repentance from sin. And so these people say, okay, yeah, I mean, who wants to go to a place called hell? Yeah, I'll do this, and I can still live in darkness. Well, going to hell is a terrible thing. And so when verse 8 put in the word bastard, it is the right word, because we need to understand the full impact of the seriousness of these verses in verses 5 through 11. In the spiritual realm, this means if you're not chastened, then you simply are not a child of God, and therefore you're going to hell. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, when you're believing on the name of the Lord, you're believing on his person. You're relying on his person, but you're also coming into fellowship with his person. Now, who is the Lord? Well, he was God in the flesh. As a matter of fact, we read John 1:12, that as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. But this same one, in verses 1 through 3 of John chapter 1, was said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that was there, was God, doesn't mean used to be, but rather at the beginning, when everything was being created, he already was. He already existed. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So the Word made all things. The Word was God. Then in verse 14 it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It's when God became a man 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. And when you're believing in his name, you're believing this is what God did and did for you personally as well as for me personally. He became a man. He was born of a virgin, lived 33 and a half years without sin. He died on an old cruel cross for your sins and for mine. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. He did that for you, and he did that for me. And he says that if we'd come to him, he would in no wise cast us out. But when we come to him, we realize that we're coming from darkness to light. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and believing unto righteousness is looking at his righteousness, but we're believing into it. In other words, we're placing ourselves in his righteousness. And so he cleanses us from sin by his blood. See, there's too many scriptures that speak of repentance, even in the Christian life, that deal with repentance from sin. Now, so often people say, well, the word repent means a change of the mind. And I have no problem with that. There's also a second meaning to it. It also means to turn from. But just keeping with change the mind. If a Christian repents using the same Greek word, he's just changing his mind about the sin. So he may continue in it, but he's changed his mind about it. Now he doesn't enjoy it anymore. It's bad, but he's going to continue to do it. You see, my friend, we confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He came to save us from our sins. That's why Acts 17:30 says, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Repent. God commanded all men. It didn't say all saved men, all elected men. All men God has commanded to repent. Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.